This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Adora Udoji.
Bloody day in Iraq. Iraqi police say almost 40 people have been killed in a succession of bomb attacks in Baghdad and Kirkuk. 25 people died in three blasts in Baghdad. And it appears that an attack in which more than 50 people were injured appear to have been carried out by women suicide bombers. Joining us is the BBC's Jim Muir from Baghdad. Jim, what explains the tactics here and the place where both of these attacks occurred?
Well, the tactics seem to be increasingly relying on individual suicide bombers strapping themselves up with explosives and mingling with crowds. It's a tactic we've seen a lot during the past years, but it seems to be practically the only game in town at the moment. What we're not seeing is the big vehicle bombs that used to cause even more devastation on occasions such as this Shiite pilgrimage, which is now gathering pace, and it climaxes Tuesday up in North Baghdad in a suburb called Qasimiyah. That was the obvious target. Shiite religious ceremonies and gatherings have been frequently attacked in the past, going back over the last 4 or 5 years. And the police were expecting trouble. But the way this happened, the way these suicide bombers kind of infiltrate crowds, is very, very hard to stop, because these crowds are coming in from all over the country, mostly on foot, coming along through Baghdad on roads stretched out over many, many miles. So it is very, very hard to detect and to apprehend would-be bombers before they can get in among the crowd, posing as pilgrims themselves, and blow themselves up. Up in Kirkuk, slightly different politics. This was not a kind of religious provocation, more a kind of ethnic one, if you like, aimed at Kurds who were demonstrating outside the provincial headquarters there against it's a very controversial issue at the moment, is the provincial election law, which was passed in parliament down here in Baghdad last week. The Kurds are protesting because of the arrangements that envisaged for Kirkuk itself. That's why they were there. They've often been targeted by Sunni insurgents in the past, and now apparently again today.
Well, we've certainly seen pilgrims targeted in the Shia and Sunni community going way back to the beginning of this war. But I'm struck by something you said a moment ago, and that is that the vehicle explosions, the vehicle bombs, seem to have diminished. Do you suspect that's because of some countermeasure that the coalition forces or Iraqi military have taken to prevent those bombs from being assembled?
Yes, or certainly being moved, and I think there's been a lot more intelligence about the networks that have been producing those horrendous bombs in the past. And for example, if you take this week's event, the huge pilgrimage towards Qasimiyah itself has been practically sealed off. We tried to get in there last week because somebody we know it was there, and we wanted to get some material from her. It simply wasn't possible to get in with a camera, so it's been very, very hard to get in and out of Qasimiyah. So the actual basic target has been pulled out of the equation. So that leaves the bombers, or the would-be attackers, look around the fringes. They're attacking people coming in towards Qasimiyah. And getting bombs, big bombs, into Baghdad itself now is much more difficult because there are far more checkpoints, far more checks.
Well, very quickly then, in the tragedy today, the success of these individual suicide bombers in the calculus of Iraq is actually a sign of the failure of the insurgency to maintain its level of carnage.
That is certainly the case. I mean, nobody's saying that it's gone away. It is certainly there, and these latest bombings have showed that.
But it's something to keep in perspective. Jim, I have to leave it there, but thank you very much for joining us. Jim Muir is a BBC correspondent in Baghdad.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.